Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines. I'm Aaron Guzman, and I'm joined by
campus editor Miranda Busio.
With the resignation of President and CEO Dr. Kim effective July 1st, the college is uncertain on what is to come in the near future as enrollment rates are continuing to decrease. And I'm joined by Miranda with more info.
So Kim announced his resignation on Wednesday, February 14th, and this was just days after he addressed the Faculty Senate about the college's financial crisis.
And from my understanding, the financial crisis that the college is in right now, that is coming from the 7-week part-time faculty union strike last semester?
Yeah, so the strike cost the college $13 million. About half of that is from tuition credits that were given to students for classes impacted by the strike.
So has the part-time faculty strike been affecting the enrollment rates this semester?
Yes. So in the last 5 spring semesters, the college has averaged an enrollment loss of about 11%. That's compared to the previous fall semester. However, the college's spring enrollment saw a decrease of 12%. And enrollment is still expected to drop another 1,000 students in the fall.
Are there a lot of students this semester who are not coming back due to the reputation that the strike gave to the college?
Yeah, so of the first-time students who started in fall 2023, only 86.9 registered for spring 2024. And that's compared to the 84.8% the year before.
Is there anything else that you can share on this topic?
So Columbia Faculty Union President Diana Valera said in a statement that Kim stepping down as president was necessary, but she also said that it won't change the course Columbia's on without the policies and culture of the Kim administration being dismantled. And also at the college, faculty feel uncertainty. And this was before and after President Kim announced his resignation. Assistant Professor Derek D. Jones said that they still remain hopeful and they believe in Columbia. And they said that the college will ultimately make it through it.
In other news, the Student Organization Council held its annual block party on Wednesday, February 21st at the Student Center. At this event, it gives the clubs of the college an opportunity to showcase what they do, and there was a turnout of about 200 students. This is also a very good opportunity for students that attend Columbia who aren't necessarily from Chicago, with many students attending who live out of state. Stephanie Valle Aguilera, sophomore fine arts major, says she wanted students to know more about a community on campus that many can turn to the same way she did upon arriving to Columbia College from Mexico. Quote, "I was just looking to find people I feel represented and safe with," she said. "Since my first language is Spanish, I just wanted to have a community that will understand and won't judge me because of my accent. So I went to the first meeting and I just fell in love with everything. People were so welcoming and it felt like a family." That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com. Sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. And check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations about inspiration. I'm Aaron Guzman. Thanks for listening.